Oh man, hey.
We live in a society where sometimes you just need to get stuff off your chest. It's 11:45, which means it's time to release the hate before lunch. This is Do You Hate This with Dennis and Frito on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Coming up in 13 minutes, we're going to visit with Ed Werder. Ed covering the NFL's game of the week between Carolina and Seattle at 1:15. The guys are going to visit with Darren Woodson. Let's hear his take on all the games. And if you saw the J.J. Barea scuffle yesterday, the afternoon show, we'll talk to J.J. at 3:15. Lots to listen to here on 103.3 FM ESPN. And just like we do every day at 11:45 on Dennis and Frito, we play a little bit of a game called Do You Hate This? It's brought to you by our friends at ComedyGuys.com. Get speeding tickets dismissed and get a few laughs at the same time at ComedyGuys.com. And the concept, very simple. I ask you guys,
do you hate this?
And you tell me whether you do or not. And we're going to start with Powerball. And four Powerball winners have been reported at this point. Nobody from the state of Texas. Four winners are from California, Florida, Tennessee, and now Wisconsin. And I'm going to throw a little hypothetical at you guys.
Oh,
I'm going to give you guys the winning Powerball ticket. But in exchange for that ticket, you can never view any sports, and you can never participate in any sports. And for you, Steve Dennis, that means you cannot play golf or anything like that. You can't view sports, you can't participate, but you get to live a very, very nice lifestyle with billions of dollars. Guys,
do you hate this?
I do hate it. I have lived my entire life not letting money dictate what I do in terms of what I enjoy and how I live my life. And I haven't changed to when I was making $9,000 a year in 1982 and all through the years. No, I'm not doing that. I'm going to play my golf. I'm going to watch my sports. Money cannot dictate that sort of thing in anybody's life.
I hate it because I can promise you, I can guarantee you that I would take the cash. And then I can also promise and guarantee you that I would be regretting that decision within maybe 3 months.
I would regret it.
Can you get out of it?
3 days for me. I'm not doing that. There is no way. So the moral of this story is we're all billionaires. We're all billionaires at heart.
It's just money.
You could do it for more than 3 days, though, Landry. You can go see Mount Rushmore. You can go see like Niagara Falls.
I hate Mount Rushmore. I hate Niagara Falls. I hate Yellowstone.
Have you been to Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, it's whack. It's stupid. It's a statue. I can look at the statue online. I don't need to see a statue in person. By the way, the worst trip you can ever take is the trip to the Statue of Liberty. 3 hours, get you seasick, absolutely sucks. You climb up in it, it's awful. I can just see it on TV. Statue of Liberty sucks. Mount Rushmore sucks. Yellowstone Park sucks. Yes, I hate that.
I would even say this real quick, Landry, that I think when you get at the end of your life, it can be a successful life if you never had money and never felt like you needed more.
You're so deep sometimes and spiritual. I love it, Steve.
I've never had money, but I've never felt like I needed more.
Slow down on never having money.
I've never had money.
We are everyone that's listening to us right now, you're fortunate.
Just live by my life motto. It could always suck worse, and you'll be a very happy human being. Someone I know posted a fake winning ticket on his Instagram. It then caused a very popular radio station to discuss it for a long time. This guy, I will say, I went to high school with him. He's kind of an attention hoe, but he posted a fake winning ticket on Instagram.
Do you hate this?
Well, yeah, I hate that, but I mean, that's his problem. That's not my problem.
I don't mind it. I mean, people do all kinds of stupid things. What did he do? Just acted like he won, Landry?
No, he posted the ticket. It was fake. He said he put a bunch of hashtags on it. He's basically struggling with not getting attention. He was a college athlete. He's struggling with the attention, so he decided to post it up. He's got all kinds of issues, but I kind of hate it, but it's good that you guys are so understanding.
Did you get a ticket, Frito?
No, I didn't get a ticket. And the only reason I didn't get a ticket is because it would have required me making a special stop somewhere.
I didn't get a single number. Landry, did you get a single number?
I got 27 because it's my birthday.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, I did get one. So, I'm 1 for 6. Tonight at 7 on TNT, San Antonio hosts the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm going to go ahead and throw this opinion out here. I'm going to ask you guys if you hate it. San Antonio versus Cleveland. Forget the Golden State Warriors. This is an NBA Finals preview tonight at 7 on TNT.
Do you hate this?
Could be. I don't hate it. It could be. And I wouldn't hate it if it is when that time comes. But I don't know, man. That's pretty brave right now to put San Antonio above the Warriors.
They're 2.5 games back in the standings. They're playing some good ball. It's going to be interesting to see, but that's my finals prediction right there. You hate it, Frito?
I hate it as a finals prediction. I don't hate it in that it could be a finals. I mean, it definitely could be a match, but I don't think it will be.
Orlando Scandrick and his girlfriend or fiance, Drea Michele, have split up again. I think this is the 756th time that they split up. We're not going to get into why, but I will tell you this. Drea is pregnant, and there are rumblings on the internet that Orlando Scandrick suspects that the baby is not his.
No, Lord.
That's neither here nor there. But on Drea's Instagram, and by the way, she's a lovely, lovely woman, she has paternity pictures, and they are kind of risque. They're kind of sexy. She's laying in a bathtub with her belly bump out. She also has like some body pain on her with all this. Sexy paternity photos.
Do you hate this?
Isn't it maternity photos?
What did he say?
Paternity? I'm saying paternity. I'm still thinking about the paternity test. See, maternity.
She might have four kids quadruplets.
I'm thinking about paternity tests. So right. I got Maury on my mind, but maternity photos.
All of these questions are the same for me. Yes, I hate it. I do not hate women who want to feel sexy when they're pregnant. Do that in the privacy of your own lives. I would encourage you to. I hate the fact that everything is lived out publicly. Orlando, get your scene together. We don't need to know.
He broke up with her.
That maybe your girlfriend is pregnant by another dude. That is private stuff.
Well, she's a reality star, so
well,
he knew to
see, that's
into.
The problem today. Way too much stuff in public.
I would say avoid marrying a woman who you're not quite sure who the father of her baby is.
So you like these pictures or not?
No.
I can't stand
like
it. The worst is when these girls put a pumpkin. They paint like they're pregnant in Halloween, and they paint their stomach like a pumpkin. It's not pretty to be pregnant, okay? Childbirth is great. It's beautiful, but it's not pretty to see your big belly.
I disagree. In fact, I would encourage every happily married couple, if your wife, when you come home from work and she's pregnant, wants to paint her belly like a pumpkin, I'm all in favor. Whatever you need to do to enjoy the pregnancy. The thing that I hate is that these people post it on Instagram. That's between you and your husband.
Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexing.
Or in this case, the baby's father.
Irish super fans, there's a UFC champion by the name of Conor McGregor. I'm sorry I stepped over that one, Frito. There's a UFC champion by the name of Conor McGregor. He's a mouthy little lad. And there's some Irish super fans that have started a petition to put his face on the Irish currency.
Do you hate this?
Yes, I do, and I've gotten to the point where I hate anything that's preceded by the letters UFC. I mean, just way too... I just cannot stand the UFC right now. And I know that I may be in the minority of people listening to us.
Not in this
But
room.
The UFC just completely turns me off.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
So you hate it too, Steve?
I suppose.
Drake and Kevin Hart are going to coach the two teams in the NBA All-Star Weekend Celebrity Game.
Do you hate this?
I love Kevin Hart. I don't care how much you don't, Landry.
I like Kevin Hart.
Oh, boy, I've heard you say otherwise.
I said he's overexposed. I said he's like Bruce Springsteen.
I think he's...
Man, Landry, you've not listened to any of the lessons I've given to you about getting people to hear what you have to say, because the minute you tell Steve Dennis that he's something negative about Bruce Springsteen, Steve Dennis stops listening to you.
I just said he's overexposed.
I just hate when he's so wrong. Springsteen's just the opposite of that his entire career, except for the Born in the USA album, when he tried to be overexposed and failed miserably. He's always been underexposed.
He was working free more last year than someone doing community service, Steve. He did. About 1,600 free concerts.
You and I can argue that some other time. What was the other subject we were arguing?
I don't remember. What was it?
Before the comparison to Bruce was made.
Oh, Kevin Hart and Drake.
Oh, I love Kevin Hart being the coach of an all-star team. That dude is funny. That dude just shows up and the room gets funny.
I don't need either one of them being coaches. I think that's a great event. I think I love watching that event.
It's going to be pretty exciting. Jerry Jones said when he looks at the NFC East, before we get to Ed Werder, who knows Jerry very, very well, he was talking about the scene in the NFC East, and he said when he looks up, all he sees is ass.
I love that.
Do you hate this?
No, I love that. Jerry, that is perfect, Jerry Jones. I mean, a little awkward, but
I don't, I love Jerry, but
I mean, he's
gosh.
Cracking a funny, and it's the Jerry way of doing it.
Don't hate it one bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's typical Jerry.
Do you hate this? Always brought to you by ComedyGuys.com. Get speeding tickets dismissed. And if you laugh at the same time, visit ComedyGuys.com.